Hey guys, and welcome to the Living on Purpose podcast with me, your host, Sharnice. This is a space where we journey together through life, navigating the ins and the outs, the highs and the lows, knowing that God works all things together for our good and for His glory. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Living on Purpose podcast. And if this is your first time listening, and we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to our first time listeners. We are happy to have you guys. And in today's episode, we will be discussing 8 pivotal prayer points. Now, first things first, we know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Intentional and consistent prayer life changes things. And the reason why I call today the points that we'll be discussing pivotal prayer points is because I've seen the change in my own life personally after praying some of the things that we're going to discuss here today. And of course there are many more, but today I just want to focus on these 8. And so let's jump right in. The first will set the basis for everything else that we're discussing here today, and that is for God's will to be done in our lives. And we said it a lot here on the podcast before, but this is a prayer that the Father, our Abba Father, that He does what He sees fit to do in our lives, that He does what He sees fit to do in and through us. This is a prayer for God to guide, order, and to direct our steps in every area of our lives. So not just a few, not just 2, but in every area of our lives. And I do believe that this is an important prayer to pray so that we are consistently submitting our lives to Him. And that is to His perfect will for us, and that all will be done in His perfect timing and throughout our lives this year. So that's a pretty basic one. Not basic, but it actually sets the pace and the tone for our year moving forward. It sets the tone really for our lives. Just giving it all right back to the Father and saying, Lord, may your will be done in my life. Not necessarily what I want or my desires or what I think I want, but for your will to be done. So that's prayer point number 1. Moving on to prayer point number 2, and that's wisdom. Now, the Bible tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. And with wisdom, wisdom tells us what to do. Wisdom is having good judgment and being able to discern, really. So being able to discern what is right from wrong, and even better from best. Get wisdom. Wisdom saves us so much time, resources, our effort. The Bible tells us not to forsake her. He calls wisdom her. He says not to forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. So I think it is wise for us to pray for wisdom. Now on to point number 3. And point number 3 is strategy. So in our above point, wisdom, I said that the Bible tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But another part of the scripture says, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Now, strategy is just like understanding. Strategy is the how to. So wisdom is the what to do, and strategy tells us how to do it. So strategy, I believe, is needed to continuously walk in the will of God for our life. So we could already pray that prayer to submit to His will, for His will to be done, and then we could pray for wisdom. And then once we pray for strategy, it more so gives us the understanding and the how-to of how to do the things that He's calling us to do. So this year, we are praying for strategy from our very strategic God. Now, on to point number 4, which is discipline. Now, discipline is being able to do the things you know you need to do, even when you don't want to. When there is no motivation to do a thing, discipline pushes you to get it done anyway. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is one of the biggest prayer points for me this year. Like, I need to be more disciplined in the things that I know I need to do, in the things that I know God has called me to do. There's something about sticking to the plan, even when we see no movement or what looks like no progress, especially in the natural. But we just do a thing because God said to do it. We just do a thing because we've already made up our mind that this is what we have set out to do. So for me, one thing that I am being intentional about this year is meditating on Philippians 2 and 13. And it tells us God is working in you, giving you the desire to do what pleases him. I am being more intentional this year about meditating on this scripture because it encourages me just to be more disciplined. It's given me that encouragement that, hey, God is already working in me, giving me the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So when I read that and I just meditate on that scripture verse, it kind of helps me to be more disciplined because it shifts my mindset. Discipline to me also is a mindset shift to just do what you set out to do despite not wanting to do it. And so when I meditate on Philippians 2 and 13, it's already letting me know that, listen, God is already working in you. So the limitations that you feel that you may have or the lack of motivation, he has already given you the desire and the power to do the things that pleases him. So I hope that encourages somebody who's listening in and who also needs help like I do on being more disciplined this year. So with that being said, on to point number 5, which really goes hand in hand with discipline. Some of you may have already guessed it. And that's consistency. Consistency is being committed to doing the thing you set out to do for a long period of time. So this year, let's pray just to be more consistent. And that's consistent in our prayer life. That's consistent in reading the word more, eating healthier, working out. And if you're more on social media these days and you feel called to it, being more consistent in your posting, being more consistent in putting out the content. It's just a prayer for us to be more consistent in the things that we've set out to do this year. Now on to point number 6. And point number 6 is for kingdom relationships. So this year we are praying for relationships that would help us fulfill our God-given purposes here on the earth. Kingdom relationships are those where we pour into others and others pour back into us. Destiny helpers in the form of friends, mentors, spouses, business partners. These are the types of kingdom relationships that I'm talking about. I believe in praying for kingdom relationships that we also need to pray to be more open to these relationships. To use, going back to wisdom and discernment, to use the wisdom and discernment when entering these relationships, who to enter these relationships with. I pray that we just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in this area. This Christian walk and this faith journey isn't something that we do alone. And so relationships are a big part of our lives. So this year, I just think the focus for us to pray specifically for kingdom relationships, those people that would come alongside us and help us on this journey, those people that would give us good, sound advice, that would keep us accountable, that would pray with us when we need the prayer, those that we would pray with when they need prayer. Those type of kingdom relationships is another big point that we are praying for this year. Now, on to point number 7. Number 7, we are praying for a pure heart. Now, this is a big one. This is something that I prayed for in the past, and I've seen like the work. So I don't want you guys to take this prayer point lightly. When you pray this prayer, expect the Lord to show you things inside of you that needs to be changed. But not only that, and not in a condemning way, more so in a convicting way, and showing you how you can just be better. So when we pray for a pure heart, there's a scripture that says, "Search me, O God, and know my anxieties. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So when I hear that scripture, or when I pray for a pure heart, it's more of a, "Lord, reveal me to me. Show me the things in my life that I need to be doing better so that I do walk in alignment with the person that you've called me to be. Show me the things that I need to do where I am moving with pure intentions, where I am moving with the right motives. Show me the things, and it even goes as far as he may show you offenses that you're holding on to, unforgiveness that you have in your heart that you need to let go of. So this isn't just a light prayer. This praying for a pure heart, guys, it requires a lot of work. So when you pray this prayer, don't just pray it lightly. I'm telling you guys, this is a big one. So it's more of a reveal me to me and Holy Spirit continue to work in me so that I and my character looks more like you. It's not an easy one, but the Bible does tell us that the pure in heart will see God. So it's a big one, and I don't want us to get so lost in doing things this year that we forget in the midst of all our doing, God is so concerned with who we are becoming. So this is a big, big one for us to have a pure heart, that he would continue to wash us and cleanse us and to make us new, transform our minds. So it's a big one, but I do encourage you guys to pray this one this year. So with that being said, we're going on to our last point, and it is a simple one. The last one is a simple one, but I do feel like sometimes in the busyness of it all, or in the midst of working, we can forget to bask in the goodness of God. So prayer point number 8 is for us to bask in the goodness of God. So this year, I do believe that God is going to bless us in big ways. Once we stay committed to his will and we do the work by being consistent and disciplined, and we're praying for the wisdom and the strategy to do the things that he's called us to do, and he is now giving us the right relationships, he's placing the right people around us, and we're now even our character is changing because we're now submitted to his will and he's able to work within us, and we've given him free rein to change our character. I believe in the midst of all of those things that he is going to bless us this year. Now, I believe that God blesses every day just by life here on earth, but I do believe that God is going to give some big blessings this year. And one thing that I could be guilty of doing is not really acknowledging the blessings that God has given me, or the answered prayer sometimes, because I'm so busy with moving on to the next thing that he's called me to do without recognizing, without stopping and recognizing that, hey, he's answered a prayer that I prayed for years, or hey, I'm in the middle of something years ago I would not even think would be possible. So if you're guilty of doing that, like I am sometimes, this is a prayer for us to not just bypass the things and the answered prayer, things that we've prayed for years that the Lord blesses and gives us this year, but to sit in that, to bask in the goodness of God, to be so thankful and so grateful for the things that he has already given us and for the things that he's about to bless us with. So it is a simple one, but it is a prayer for us to bask in the goodness of our God. So just as a recap, our 8 pivotal prayer points this year are for God's will to be done in our lives, for wisdom, for strategy, discipline, consistency, kingdom relationships, a pure heart, and to bask in the goodness of God. So that wraps up this episode, but I do want to know, what are you guys praying for this year? Send me a DM on Instagram. Our Instagram page is now Living on Purpose Pod. You can answer the question on Spotify as well. And just share this if you enjoyed this episode. Share it with your friends. I'm eager to hear from you guys. Let me know if you have anything that you would want us to discuss here on the podcast. But until next time, continue living life on purpose.